WWA TV Radio seeks to inform and engage the Bride of Christ to stand up and take your place in the army and the kingdom. We recognize our battle is not with flesh and blood, but with the principalities and the powers of the air. We are a ministry of prayer, and we highlight what God is doing through other ministries and ministers across the globe. We provide a platform for ministers and a place for the bride to come together and rally around each other, hold up each other's arms, and pray for one another. WATV Radio celebrates the various missions that God has called each one of us to in this army. So we desire to promote and enhance the bride as a whole. Go Bride! Our soon coming King awaits. Hello, Bride. Good evening. This is your host, Dr. June Knight. I am very excited to be back with you. Thank you so much for praying for us during this summer break. But we are back and ready to go and ready to have revival. Amen. We are doing a week long, maybe extended a little bit more, but at least a week of a no-name revival. The reason we're doing no-name revival is so that our hearts will be focused towards the Lord without looking at a person or without giving any pretenses about the content due to the person. So we are going to hear what the Holy Spirit has for us. Amen. So I pray that this blesses you. Amen. Now listen, October the 17th, if you are in the Nashville region, we are hosting, we are partnering with Trifold Outreach Ministries and Treehouse Publishers to do the Nashville Author and Artist Expo on October the 17th at Walker's Cafe and Grill. Now, during the first part of October, we will be interviewing those author and artists on the radio so that you can hear who will be there. Amen. So I pray that that blesses y'all in the city of Nashville. I just want to do a shout out to all the different states that hosted me this summer. Thank you so much for opening up your ministry, and I pray that God richly bless you. Amen. Okay, Bride, y'all gear up. It's revival time no matter what's going on in the earth today. Amen. That does not shake the bride. We stay strong because we are in the army of the living God. Amen.
About 35 miles per hour in the 65 mile per hour zone. And the highway patrolman noticed that they were driving 25 and 65, and he wondered if everything was all right. And so he stopped them, and he said to the lady that was driving, he said, "Ma'am, I'm concerned about your speed." And she said, "Sir, but I'm driving the speed limit." "The speed limit is 25. He said, "No, ma'am, the speed limit is 65. She said, "But sir, I just noticed the sign, and the sign said 25. He said, "Ma'am, that's the highway sign, not the speed limit sign." And then he looked in the back, and there were three ladies sitting in the back, and their eyes were about the size of silver dollars, and their color was an ashen white color, and they were trembling as they were sitting in the back seat. And he said to one of them, he was concerned, he said, "Could you please tell me, are you all right?" They said, "Well, we are now, but we just got off of Highway 115. You may have heard it before, right? I want to share this morning in Luke's Gospel, chapter 6, verses 46 through 49, very quickly, some words of the Lord that I believe are important for us today. Verse 46, Luke's Gospel, chapter 6. He said, "But why do you call me Lord, Lord, and not do the things which I say? Whoever comes to me and hears me, here's my sayings, and does them, I will show you who he is like. He is like a man building a house who dug deep and laid the foundation on the rock, and when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently against the house and could not shake it, for it was founded on the rock." Verse 49. "But he who heard and did nothing is like a man who built a house on the earth without a foundation, against which the stream beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great." I want to share this morning a message entitled, "Two Builders, Two Foundations, and One Storm." And if I subtitled this message, it would be entitled Location, Location, Location. Father, we thank you for your presence we've sensed thus far in the service this morning, and would ask that in the next few moments that we have together, that you would help me to articulate a message which you placed in my spirit and heart. I help ask for your help today and pray that your Holy Spirit quicken my lips and the hearts and the ears of the hearers. And we ask it all in the matchless name of Jesus. God's people say amen.
Amen.
Jesus, of course, is teaching about really what we would call careful construction in our spiritual lives. I don't know how many in this building today have ever built a home, had a home constructed, but you do know that if you ever have done that, it's worth noting that no good builder ever builds a shabby or shoddy construction. You do know that it's imperative that whoever you have build your home, make sure that they have the proper foundation and that home is built not with haphazard building processes, but it's built on solid, strong foundation. That's the first key, isn't it? Because a good house, ladies and gentlemen, must begin with proper foundation. It has to have the right foundation, because if it doesn't have the right foundation, you may know this, you may not, but there's all kinds of other problems that will arise later if the foundation of your home is not constructed right. My wife and I, one time we rented a home when we lived in Maumelle. We were pastoring in North Little Rock, and for a period of time, we built a house there, but for a period of time, we were renting a house, and we didn't know it at the time when we rented it, but after a little investigation, we found out that there were all kinds of foundational cracks. We didn't see them. You can't see them. They were covered. But later on, we began to notice that there were cracks in the walls and above the doorways. There were these little cracks. Now, we weren't buying that place, but we noticed that there were all kinds of other things that began to arise because of the foundation. And we later found out that the builder built that house in a place where they shouldn't have built it. They did not properly prepare the soil by which they laid the foundation. And because they did not, there were all kinds of problems at them. Now let me just say what Jesus is talking about here, and I use this as an illustration. He's talking about building our spiritual lives and making sure that we build it in the proper way and on the proper foundation. But before we move into that, let me just tell you something that Jesus taught about prior to what we read in chapter 6. Jesus has been teaching what many call the greatest sermon that's ever been preached. It is the Sermon on the Mount. We talk about the Beatitudes. Blessed are these individuals. And he is giving to these individuals and to us kingdom principles about living our spiritual lives. If you want to know how to really live your life based upon the foundational truths of the Word of God and what Jesus taught, read the Sermon on the Mount. You'll find out what living a life according to what God says is really supposed to be. The crowds were astonished at what his teaching said. They had never heard anything like that. The Bible said they never heard a man speak like he had spoken before. And it wasn't that Jesus had an intention to try to amaze the crowd with his great oratory ability. It wasn't that Jesus was trying to motivate and move them by his fascination of his flawless delivery. It was that Jesus was pronouncing to them some foundational truths that would be important to how and what he expected in their life if they were going to call him Lord. Not just Savior, but if they were going to call him Lord of their lives, then Jesus said, if you want to call me Lord, here are some things you must apply, some truths that you must apply in your life. Some of the things that he taught just prior to him teaching this story about the foundation of two builders and two foundations and one storm. He was laying the groundwork, if you will, to prepare them for this point by which he was trying to tell them about what was expected of their life. There are some key words that Jesus talked about. You can read into this word, and it's not popular words in our day and time, but words like submission and surrenderance and obedience, these were the words that Jesus would talk about, words and meanings and terms that he would tell these people that they were to follow him, that it was going to take some of these type things. I know that in this day that we live in today, words like commitment and surrenderance and service and obedience seem to be lost in the archives of religious history, but can I tell you today that before the storm comes, and there's a storm coming, we better dig some of these things back out of the religious archives of yesteryear and dust them off and determine that we're going to live our lives committed and dedicated and surrendering and submissive to the Lord. Because listen, there is a storm coming.
Yes, it is.
There is a storm coming.
Yes.
And I don't mean to be a preacher of gloom and doom, and I hope you didn't come in here thinking, oh my goodness, Pastor Tim is preaching some negative gloom and doom. I have got a word I believe that the Lord has firmly put in my spirit for such a time and day as this, and I'm telling you, whether it be prophetically or based upon the word of the living God, there is a storm coming, and we better get our house in order.
Yes.
There are polarizing statements that Jesus made just prior to this. Polarizing statements that cause people to make a decision on which side are they on. He said, take up your cross and follow me. He said, whoever loves his life must lose it.
Yes.
That doesn't make any sense, but it does in the spiritual realm. He said, love the Lord thy God with all of your heart, soul, mind and body. Jesus was demonstrating and teaching a life of servitude, a life of surrenderance, a life of submissiveness, a life of obedience, and a life of commitment. And can I just simply say to you, you won't hear this everywhere, but I want you to understand that that's what it's going to still take in the day that we live in today to the Lord. Jesus set an example of doing that for people, of submitting and surrendering his life to people. Sacrifice is another word that we don't often hear about, but it describes what it is to be a Christ follower when Jesus Christ set the supreme example by his sacrifice. I heard the story of a missionary by the name of David Livingstone, was a pioneer missionary to Africa. He had walked over 29,000 miles in his sacrificial service so that the gospel of Jesus Christ would be spread to that region. Early on in his ministry, his wife died. He had great opposition from his own Scottish brethren. He was half blind at the point when he was still able to write the following words in his diary. He said, send me anywhere, only go with me. Lay any burden on me, only sustain me. Sever me from any tie other than the tie that binds me to your service and to your heart. Ladies and gentlemen, there is still a level of surrender and submissiveness and sacrifice that are a part of what a Christ follower is to. Now that takes us to the biblical account that we were talking about earlier. It begins by Jesus teaching the importance of a proper foundation. Because we have to have a proper foundation if we're going to withstand the storms and if we're going to be willing and able to surrender and to sacrifice and submit ourselves unto the Lord in this last day. It's imperative that the foundation is correct. Now notice the story. There are two foundations talked about. There are two builders that are talked about. And when Jesus spoke about these two builders, he is likening them to house builders. That's what he's talking about. That is the analogy that he's using. He's likening these two spiritual builders to two house builders. Now notice this. Two distinct and different people. He likens them to house builders. Both of these individuals were determined to build. Both of these individuals have the proper equipment to build. Both of these individuals apparently have the proper materials to build. Both of them have listened to the instructions and teachings about how to build, and both of them had the same opportunity to find location, location, location. That's what realtors tell us today, isn't it? Location, location, location. Both of these individuals have the same opportunity. And in verse 27, Jesus said, whosoever comes to me. Do you know that Jesus Christ is an equal opportunity builder? He allows whoever. I don't care where a person comes from. I don't care what their background is. It doesn't matter where they were raised, how they were raised, what they were a part of. Jesus said, all you have to do is come to me and I will show you how to build your life on the spiritual foundation of the Lord Jesus Christ. Every person has the same opportunity. Equal housing opportunity with Jesus. There will not be, my dear friend, today, one person who will cross the threshold of eternity who will stand before the Lord God and will say, in this nation, I have never had an opportunity to really build my life on the truths of God's Word. I never really knew how to be taught to build my life upon the rock, Jesus Christ. No one ever gave me the opportunity. I was never afforded the materials or the location or the teaching or the instruction. Listen, no one. No one. Every person has the opportunity. No one will stand before God someday and say, I didn't know how to do it. No one will stand before God and say, I didn't know what to do. No one will stand before God and say, I didn't know where to build my life. Listen, no, there is no segregation, sexism, or selectiveness in the housing of God. He says every single person has the same opportunity to build your life upon the rock, Jesus Christ. Give Him praise. I just believe that whoever means whoever. I believe whoever means anyone. I believe whoever means male or female, rich or poor, potentate or pauper, doctor or dishwasher, hobo or hero. Everybody has the same opportunity. People may argue and contend with me and say, I never had that opportunity in my life. I want you to know every person will have the opportunity. Somebody says, well, I wasn't raised in a home. My parents didn't teach me about God. No one ever took me to church. That's not going to be an excuse, because there is a gospel message that is being propagated, spoken of, perpetuated, and all the other P's you can think about. You need to pray for your pastor so he can say that word. Throughout the land. It's been propagated everywhere. 24 hours a day. 7 days a week. Jesus is being preached through the airwaves, through radio, through television, through printed page, through everything. There's all kinds of opportunities to be. You say, well, I didn't get enough information. Open our hearts and our ears. He is telling us. He is teaching us. He is saying today is the day to build your life on Jesus Christ. There is a storm coming. I know. People say, Pastor, I've heard that old fogey message. Listen, I have a message for somebody. You need to listen to what I'm saying. There is a storm that is getting ready to wreck this world and wrap itself around it. And we better build our life on Jesus Christ and be more content, more dedicated, more loyal, more submissive than we've ever been before.
Yes.
Today is the day to do that.
Sure.
Yeah. This is the hour to do that. Today is the day to shore things up. Now is the moment to get things right. If you never built your house on the rock Jesus Christ, you may have heard about it, you may have been taught about it, but you say, you know, I'm really not building my life on the principles of who He is. Today is the day to do it. Don't wait for tomorrow. Don't let it pass you by, because there's storms that come inevitably in all of our lives, but there is a major storm that's brewing in the horizon of this world. We better build our lives on Jesus Christ. Build them upon the rock of the Lord. The spiritual interest rates are at an all-time low. There is an opportunity for everyone to be a homeowner. Building materials are available to everybody, and there's enough tools for everyone. You say, but Pastor, what you're sounding like is some kind of salesman. If I could give somebody a sales pitch and say to them, whatever means I could use, you need to get your life with Jesus. You need to live for the Lord. You need to start this moment and begin to live your life for Christ. I would do it. If you knew what I know, and you do, because we have the same Bible, and we do know that there are storms that are coming, and there will be inevitably an all-time storm that is approaching this nation. And if you can't see that, then you're not looking. Look around this world today. There's a storm that's brewing on the horizon, and it's time, ladies and gentlemen, that we have our houses in order and be ready, because the Lord is going to return. It is going to happen. There will be chaos. There will be calamity. There will be difficulties, as we have never known. We need to build our house on the rock of Jesus Christ. I could do whatever I could to teach people to do that. This is an opportunity of a lifetime. Now is the right moment. Today is the day to start. Notice what he says. Let me hurry. Whosoever, first of all, then he says, comes. God never forces anybody to be. God God never forces anybody to do it. God doesn't put a hammer in anybody's hand and says, you've got to do it. No, that's the wonderful thing. That's what I love about Jesus. The wonderful thing I love about, see, religion might bind you, but Jesus doesn't. He just says, come. Come and drink at the water of life. Come and find refuge for your soul. Come, my burden is easy and my yoke is light. Come unto me, all you that labor and heavy laden. That's all he says is come, just come. He doesn't force anybody. He doesn't put a hammer in our hands and say, you've got to build your life upon the truths that I present. He said, I'm giving you the opportunity. I'm giving you everything you need to come unto me. Listen to me, church. Your father can't build your house. My daddy can't build my house. I can't build this house for my two sons. I can tell them, this is what it takes to construct your life. I can plead with them. I can pray over them. I can cry out to them. I can encourage them. I can say, David and Austin, I'm telling you, there's a storm that's coming, and I may be long gone from this world when it comes, but there's a storm that's brewing on the horizon. Build your life in Jesus. Don't alter your life in Jesus. Keep building it upon Jesus. Come hell or high water, build your life on Christ. No matter what comes or goes, stay faithful to it. They know I tell them that. And I will tell them that, because I'm concerned about what's going to happen. There's a storm that's brewing, church. There's a storm on the horizon. I would tell people, build your life, but I can't build it for them. My mama couldn't be as good a person, and as much as my mama loved Jesus, she couldn't build my house for me. She could pray for me, son, get your house in order. She could tell me and talk to me and encourage me, but she couldn't build it for me. See, whosoever comes, it is a personal thing. It is a personal venture. Your granddaddy couldn't build it for you. Your Sunday school teacher couldn't build it for you. Your favorite preacher couldn't build it for you. Each person has to put a spiritual hammer in their hand and begin to build their own life. And can I say this? Listen, it's not always easy to do. Don't let somebody fool you into saying, if you just give your life to Jesus, it's all going to be roses and peaches and everything is going to be just hunky-dory, and you'll never have another problem in your life. Liar, liar, pants on fire. That's not the truth. No, ladies and gentlemen, when you give your life to Jesus Christ and you build your life upon the rock of Jesus Christ, there's going to be some problems, and the devil's not going to like it, and he's going to come out full force against you, and he's going to bring everything he can to try to keep you off of the rock of Jesus Christ, and you're going to have troubles. You're going to have problems. There's going to be difficulties. I know the Bible says that the way of the transgressor is hard, but sometimes it's not easy for the Christ follower. And we don't need to tell somebody that if you live your life for Jesus and just have enough faith, all your problems will dissipate and disappear like a mist in the wind. No, there's going to be some hard work. There's going to be some difficult tasks. Things are not going to be easy, but it is going to be worth it. You don't build your house in one day. And you don't build a house, physical house, without a lot of work. We need to teach people and tell people there's a cost involved.
Come on, man.
I said there's a labor involved. Hey. Jesus said we are to count the cost. Yes. Listen, when we make a decision to follow Jesus Christ, we need to count the cost. We need to understand that it's more than just an emotional experience. It is a determination that we've made a conscientious decision to follow Jesus Christ no matter where He takes us or what we may go through. Yes. Jesus said, count the cost. What man builds a home not counting the cost? What man goes to war without counting to see if he has sufficient enough to win the victory? Listen, we need to count the cost. Building upon the rock is not easy. You have to lay the foundation. The scripture says that he laid the foundation. He had to dig deep until the point that he reached the rock. It costs something to build like that. There's more time and tools involved in building your house upon the rock than simply building your house upon the sand. There's more involvement. There's more commitment. I can't lie to people and tell them, just live for Jesus and it will be a problem-free experience. There are difficulties when we build our life on Christ. But I want you to understand something. It's easier sometimes to build your life not building it on Jesus Christ. Because there's a multitude of the majority that build their life on the sand. And it doesn't take as much time. You may not go through so many difficulties. I'm just being honest. Some people that just build their life on the shifting sand of society's sickening system. They build their life in this world. They may not have some of the problems that Christians may have. They won't be ridiculed for their faith, I can assure you. People accept them and pat them on the back. But to Christians today, you better be ready, because there's a storm brewing. And in this storm, we may have some winds and waves that beat against our life. People don't like Christians today. There's problems that we have in our life. It's easier to build your life on the sand sometimes than it is to build your life on the rock. That's why most people do it that way. There are more people today that build their life on the shifting sand than there are those that are willing to take the commitment and the dedication and the sacrifice and build it upon the rock of Jesus Christ. But I'm telling you, it's better off to build it on the rock, because there's a storm brewing. There's a storm that's coming. And it's brewing right now. The important truth here is this, ladies and gentlemen. I want you to get this before we close. The important truth of this text is this. There are two builders. There's two locations or foundations. But there's one storm. And the storm comes to everybody. It doesn't matter whether you build your life on the precepts and the teachings and the philosophies of a dead and dying culture, the shifting sands of a sin-sick society. You can build your life there, but there's a storm coming. Or you can build your life on the rock, Jesus Christ, and say, I'm going to live my life with the Lord. There's still a storm coming. The storms come to both builders. Whether you're a solid rock builder, the storm is going to come. But here's the difference, ladies and gentlemen. The storm will come, but you don't have to live in fear, anxiety, or worry when the storm begins to come, because you've been insured by the blood of Jesus Christ. I said, you've been insured. So if the winds go ahead, I'm not saying that if you live your life for Jesus, the winds aren't going to blow. They are going to blow. I'm not saying if you live your life for Jesus Christ, that there's not going to be an earthquake. It's going to happen. I'm not saying if you live your life for Jesus, the storm's not going to come raging against you. It will, but you've been insured by the blood of the Lamb. You've been insured by His Holy Spirit. That day you will be glad. When you build your life on the solid rock of Jesus Christ, you will be glad that you invested the time, the commitment, the loyalty, the dedication to chisel down deep enough to lay your life upon the firm foundation of Jesus Christ. That day you will be happy that you went ahead and found the right location. I will assure you, on that day when the storm comes, you will be glad that you were able to say, I will not fear, for He is greater than is in me than he that is in this world. And yet though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for the one who helps me will take me through. And I will live my life upon the truth of who He is. On that day, you will be glad that you made every sacrifice and surrenderance and submissiveness to the Lord. You will not regret, because when the storm comes, you'll be able to stand it by His strength that is within you and the rock that you stand upon. Let the winds blow. Let the rain come down. Let the storm come. He is our side. Today, the shifting sand dwellers, to be quite frank with you, they may live it up, laugh it up. But there's a storm brewing. One thing I know is storms come to all of us. I don't know the severity of your storm. I don't know when it comes in your life. I don't even know as to what direction it may come out of. In fact, there may be some people in this service this morning. You may be here today. You built your life on Jesus Christ. You have dug deep. And you begin to lay the foundation on the rock of Jesus Christ. But right now, the winds are blowing and the waves are coming up against you. There's maybe a financial storm that you're going through and you don't know how you're going to make it through. Maybe there's a tornadic activity against your family and you wonder, are they ever going to get right? Maybe there's a situation that you're dealing with physically and you're wondering, is that hurricane ever going to subside in the physical element of my life? Or maybe it's some personal storm that you're dealing with. See, whether you are building your life on the shifting sands of this society, or you even build your life on the solid rock, Jesus, the winds and the waves and the storm is going to come. The difference is, ladies and gentlemen, if you build your life in Christ, it's all going to be okay. For he will not put more upon you than you can bear. God will not bring you to something that he will not bring you through it. I said, if he brings you to it, he'll bring you on through it. You said, but preacher, the winds are coming and the waves are toppling against me, and it seems like it looks like everything in my life is crumbling. Just hang on, because the foundation is sure. Just hang on, because he won't put you in it if he can't bring you through it. And it may look like, and it may feel like, you're overwhelmed, but listen to me, you're never overwhelmed, because he walks beside you, and he's with you in your house. And he is the foundation of your life. The solid rock builder doesn't live their life in fear, but in faith. Look at verse 48, I close. Verse 48 says, he gives this incredible promise. If you build your life on the rock, Jesus Christ, the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently upon the house, and could not shake it. Why? It wasn't the outer construction of the house. It was what was laid down deep. It was a foundation that's unshakable. Listen to me. There's a storm coming. There's a storm coming. It may be a personal storm that you may face in your life. It may be a family storm. It may be a financial. It could be physical. It could be a thousand things. There is a major storm that's coming. And it's coming. Just lift your hands to the Lord for a moment today. Father, you are the sure one. The Lord will say to you this day, for I have told you that I am with you and I will be for you. I am for you and not against you, says the Lord. I don't cast out and spread apart. I bring in and gather in. And I say to you today, my arms reach out to you to bring you unto myself. For where I am, there's peace. There's peace in the storm. And I surely say to you this day, build your life in me, says the Lord of hosts. For I will not fail you. I have never forsaken one that has called upon me. I have never left one that has cried out to me. I will be your Lord, and I will be your God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Just play that song for us. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, help us. We build our lives on you. Help us today, Lord, that if they're here, the person here, not or never has built their life in you.
Reflecting your vision properly through the web? Do you have a website and maximizing on social media platform? Now listen, your online presence is as vital as your personal presence. Visions Communications can help you achieve that vision. We will take your vision and creatively express it to the world. We will partner with you today to reach your perfect target audience, which is souls. Contact us today at www.govisions.us and present your vision to the world in the best way. Amen.